This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, KP90, Alex Jones Show, especially during these times of censorship. Not allowed to say what we don't want you to say. It's become the American way. Why, it's misinformation if you don't swallow my crap. I'm your politician. You must swallow the crap that I sell you. Whether you pay for, we're not public servants anymore. You just steal your money and you do what I tell you. Can you imagine this? The damage that the COVID war has done is incalculable. And we warned about this when it began in celebration of Chinese Lunar New Year. When all the lunatics swallowed the crap spewing out of the mainstream media of fear and hysteria. Oh yeah, Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, January 2020. One country after another, beginning with Italy, a disgrace. I can't stand, I don't like going to Italy anymore, and I'm a Napolitano. It's one of the worst bureaucracies in the country, in the world. You can't cut paint your house. You can't cut down that tree. You can't. I say to them, what are you guys doing about it? What are we going to do? I went to the World's Fair in Italy in 2015. Yeah, brought to you by McDonald's and Coca-Cola. They were the first ones to start locking down. The average age of the people dying there were 81 years old. What's the average age of death in America? What, about 78? This COVID war damage is incalculable. Economically, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And if you came out about it, that's misinformation, which I find sexist. We should call it gender information. How about trans information? So I'm mentioning this because now what we had forecast 3 years ago, when the little geeky boys and girls over there told everybody to stay home and work from home and learn from home so they can make all of that money, yeah. They have destroyed the office building sector. Office building bust has begun, and it's only going to get much worse. Yeah, even if the numbers now are at about 49% office occupancy rate, business offices, according to Castle with a K, Castle Systems. In the 10 largest cities. Let's say it goes back to 75%. Let's say it goes back to 80%. Yeah. Big damage. And now, repeating what we had forecast in the Trends Journal 3 years ago, Charles Munger, yeah, Warren Buffett's buddy over there, 99-year-old billionaire, said, we have a lot of troubled office building. No kidding. Well, now it's official, folks. Yeah. And all the businesses, you got office vacancies, right? This is the buildings that are vacant, not the office occupancy. And the prices have gone down some 30% of the value of the buildings there. This is just the beginning. The worst is yet to come. all the businesses that depended on commuters. We're going to be back. Remember, support InfoWars. They're supporting you.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Your host, Gerald Celente.
And as I was speaking about the office building bus, hey, them dry cleaners, they're drying out. Numbers like a third of them have gone out of business. That's people going to work. No more happy hour. Nope. Friday, one of the least days that people are going back to work. Again, the damage of the COVID war is incalculable. Physically. Blimp. Blimped up America. Blimped up more. How about all those kids that aren't going back to school? They hated school when they were there, and then when they didn't go back, they didn't want to go back. Matter of fact, if I was one of the kids now, they couldn't get me to go back to school. I hated every day of school. I hated every day of school. I had nightmares about school into my 40s. First day of kindergarten. Time to take a nap. I'm taking a nap every day. I love to take a nap. Wasn't time to take a nap. Gerald, time to take a nap. As all the little kids go like this, time to take a nap. Who made up this crap that you got to take a nap at a certain amount of time? So, of course, I had to lay down. I laid down. Next day, Miss Rose said, time to take a nap. She turned around, walked back to the desk. Shoot, I was out of there. Crossed the Boston Post Road in the Bronx. The major road between New York and Boston before the highways. Yeah, to escape school. I hated every day of it. I got left back in the fifth grade, barely got out of high school. It got me out to get me out. So now these kids, they got going back to school. Oh, look at the suicide rates. Hey, they're up nice, huh? Yeah, how about all the drug overdoses brought to you by the COVID war? Oh, they're terrific. How about all the mental illnesses? How about your mother, your father, your sister, your brother dying, and you're not allowed to go see them? They wouldn't allow you to go to nursing homes or hospitals. Remember? Remember the crap that they made up? You obey what you're told to do. This is America. AMERIKA. We'll tell you what to do, what to believe, what to say. Or else you're blacklisted. Why, that's racist. How could you call it blacklisted? Oh, it blackballed? Oh, he had no hair. I'm only joking. Can't say the other blackballed. Look what this country's devolved into. So what they're doing, what you're doing on listening now is that you're on InfoWars. And there are so few free speech platforms. And that's why you need to do everything you can to support them. And the same thing what we're giving you with the Trends Journal. There's no magazine, nothing, nothing comes close to it. No magazine in the world gives you in-depth socioeconomic and geopolitical trends analysis and trend forecasts. Nothing, nothing. So support those who are supporting you, because our future is at peril right now. And if we don't reverse it, it's going to be hell on earth. Yeah. Tell you how crapped out the mainstream media has gotten, and even the ones that were not supposed to be mainstream. This is the headline story, one of the headline stories on CNBC. It might be Jonah Peretti's last chance to turn BuzzFeed around. BuzzFeed's journey as a public company has been bottomless pit. Digital media company known for its listicles and quizzes is in crisis mode. Its stock has fallen 95% since the company went public at $10 a share on December 2021. Today you got it. I mention this because BuzzFeed, Vice, Vox, Business Insider, and for a decade, all the major newspapers, now the networks, firing people. Journalism is dead. It's dead. All they are left are little prostitutes, little media whores to get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. As I said, it was big news that Tucker Carlson was thrown out of Fox. One guy not speaking the same narrative of everybody else, and Jack, you're out of here. You're gone. Again, like Tucker Carlson, not the issue. One person out of the whole thing. So going back to InfoWars, they're giving you what you're not getting just about any place else. Guests they have on, the articles they got. I go on every day, read the articles. Oh, I've got to find that one. Look at that one. And the same thing with the Trends Journal magazine. We're giving you what nobody else is. But what you have to do is support it, or else it's gone. Freedom is gone. And again, we're in very good shape with the magazine, but the bigger we get, the more we can do. So you get a grand total of $2.86 a week. A lousy cup of coffee somewhere, you know. But anyway, I'm mentioning what's going on in BuzzFeed and everywhere else because the other thing is, you know why they're going down? Because they're all telling the same stories. Journalism is gone. It's gone. Once upon a time, they had bureaus in all of the cities, all of the state houses. Thousands. When I was a young guy in college, so many people wanted to become journalists. Because journalists were reporting about the Vietnam War and the terribleness about it. They were being celebrated for their bravery. Gone. Finished. There's so few left. And it's global. It's not only here. One company after another.
laying off people, getting smaller. It's no journalism. Look at the clown show they had with Biden BSing the other day. Little jerks over there. Reporters, is that journalists? They're prostitutes. Again, media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and the government whoremasters. So that's why I'm mentioning all that's going on with the big media. Benito. Gone. So, the more that you support InfoWars, the more that they can do. More people they get out in the street, more reporting that they do. Same thing with the Trends Journal magazine. The bigger we get, the more we spread the word, the more we help people to prepare, prevail, and prosper in these times ahead. And I'm saying, I just read to you the article from Munger. This guy's one of the, you know, he's worth a couple of billion dollars. Charlie Munger has warned of a brewing storm in the U.S. commercial property market. And that's just a part of the storm. Get ready. Crash like none other.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. You know, I was listening to that suggestion to buy one of those Lexapure filters. You know, every week in the Trends Journal, you know, we give you as much information as we can. And these forever chemicals that are forever, ever, everywhere, and that the chip industry wants to keep chipping out, keep putting them in there. And plus all the toxins, you know, all the chemicals that are in our water, I mean, is in the air, and it's just disgusting what's going on. So do everything you can to keep yourself healthy, because they're killing us in every way they can. And I'm over here in Kingston, New York. We got the Hudson River over here. Oh, yeah, you like all those PCBs in there? Oh, they're great for you. Yeah. I mean, how they let the bigs kill us, you know, the big industry. And it, again, these aren't morons and imbeciles call this a democracy. They're spelling it wrong. It's D-U-H, duh, M-O-C-K, mock, R-A-C-Y, democracy. If you don't believe me, how about this article from the Financial Times last Friday? Biden urges Wall Street to fill war chest. Isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? Biden urges Wall Street to fill his war chest. Joe Biden is racing to win early support from Democratic donors for his reelection bid, hoping to beat the $1 billion haul he landed in 2020. Yep. America. $1 billion you need, at least, to run for president. Within hours of his declaration, they set about putting the finishing touches to a two-day event in Washington starting yesterday. People included Blackstone's John Gray. Oh, Black Gray? Blackstone Gray John? Evercore's Roger Altman. Centerview's Blair Efron. Yep. Yep. Many are particularly energized by a determination to prevent Donald Trump from returning to power. The need for money will be profound, said Bruce Hayman, a former U.S. ambassador. Oh, an ambassador? To Canada, wow. Oh, and an ex-Goldman Sachs banker. Can't figure out how he became the ambassador. Oh, you mean a Goldman Sachs gang? Look what a crime syndicate this country is. Who helped boost turnout among voters abroad for Biden in 2021? Not only do I believe in Joe Biden, I think we're in a crisis moment with regard to the threat to democracy as we know it. Democracy. Democracy. What hypocrisy
to call this democracy when you, the Goldman Sachs gang guy that is shoveling these billions in there and running and owning us, are talking about democracy? Now, you be good, Gerald. Don't you raise your voice. Now, sit in the corner. Yeah, I'm going to put the dunce cap on me, too. Yep. What stupidity. America. And in this article, long article, not a mention of RFK Jr. running for president. But not a peep. Only DeSantis. And Nikki Haley, and nothing about Kennedy. And as you all know on InfoWars, I think it was December 19th, I was the first one to say RFK Jr. for president. And I also would like to see Judge Napolitano for vice president. But I was the first to say this. And when I did an interview, when we had our top trends for 2023 with Alex Jones, I mentioned it again. And now here's Kennedy front and center. His approval rating started at 14%. Now it's at 18%. Kennedy, oh, the people are talking about, now you don't like him because of gun control or this or climate change. Yeah, yeah. He came out against climate change recently. He said it was a Bill Gates move. Did he say something? I've said a lot of stupid stuff in my life. And I, even at my age now where I shouldn't be doing stupid things, I did some stupid, stupid stuff that I'm very sorry about. You make a statement, you say something, you don't mean it, but, you know, I'm a human being. Anyway, so what he said in different things, different times, doesn't mean who he is in total. This Kennedy could be the next president of the United States. As a matter of fact, we're having a peace and freedom rally here in Kingston, New York on May 27th. Don't forget it. Go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. And we're doing everything we can to bring peace on earth, goodwill to all. And we're trying to get RFK Jr. here. And that's my mission. If Alex Jones could help him get him here, that'd be great, too. We got a number of people working on trying to get him here. And again, Kennedy is repeating almost the foundations of Occupy Peace. Close the bases overseas. Use the troops to secure the homeland. Oh, yeah, right at Occupy Peace that I launched in, almost a decade ago. And the other element of Occupy Peace, put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure. I was just up in Albany. Albany's the capital of New York. What a crap hole. Potholes like you can't believe, even on the highway. I almost blew out my front end. One after another. Oh, this is the capital. This is the capital of New York, which shows you how low it is. So put the troops to work to rebuild our third world infrastructure. Look at the subways. Look at the rail lines. And they were great in the early 1900s, but that was 100 years ago. And you want to go to war? You want to steal my money or your money to give to the war machine in other countries to go kill people? Let the people vote. You want to go to war? You want to take my money? Let the people vote. That's Occupy Peace. That's the rally we're having. So far, I got Gary Noll, John Whitehead, Frank Morano, and others. We'll be right back. Remember, support InfoWars because they're supporting you. Stay tuned.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting your
dog. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars because they're doing everything they can to support you. And as I mentioned, you know, censorship has become the American way, and as well the European way. Here's an article from Wednesday's Wall Street Journal. Media advocacy group cites EU risks, but not only the EU. The European Union, among the world's strongest proponents of media freedom, isn't doing enough to protect reporters within its own borders, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, an international advocacy group. You ready? The EU and the US are the world's largest and most outspoken advocates of media freedom, but are also experiencing increasing restrictions on journalists and publishers. I mean, like the Trends Journal, publisher of the magazine? Yeah.
They blacklist us. Our forecast, one after another, as I mentioned, office building bust, only warned this about 3 years ago. Oh, crime rising, only warned about this 3 years ago. As we said, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And lose it they have. One trend forecast, oh, that the Trends Journal and Gerald Celente were the first to call RFK Jr., a candidate for the 2024 presidential race to the White House? Oh, no, we are not going to repeat one thing you say. We don't like you. You're a man that fights, and we're a bunch of cowards. We hate you, Celente. You're a man that speaks for the truth of the facts, and we skew them. Call it news and it's propaganda. Again, I'm reading you what they said. The EU and the US are the world's largest and most outspoken advocates of media freedom. Both are also experiencing increasing restrictions on journalists and publishers through political pressure. Isn't political a nice word for dirty scum, pieces of crap, who never work a day in their life? Politician, political pressure, lawsuits, surveillance, and physical abuse. Yep. Just like the physical abuse of that young man. What is this, Jose Iglesias, I think his name is? He was Columbia University, the president or whatever, threw him down on the ground because he questioned the prostitutes about how come they weren't reporting on Seymour Hersh, that the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up by the United States. That kind of physical abuse? That's a crime what they did to that guy. You have no right to throw somebody down on the ground. And he said, I was finished talking. He said, I'm finished talking. That's why I'm mentioning this, because of the importance of where we are and why you have to support those who are supporting you. And to show you, this is not only America. It's all of these phony companies that they call countries, because the companies run the game. Who's that guy, Dick Cheney? Oh, I got to be proper. I'm like, I don't want to get blacklisted. Penis Cheney. Yeah, former CEO of Halliburton that pumped the Iraq war. And Halliburton was one of the first ones to go into Iraq. As I say, you think we would have invaded Iraq if their major export was broccoli? Politicians. I'm mentioning this because these are the same politicians and liars that keep invading foreign countries to bring freedom and democracy as they steal it from us. The COVID war should have never happened. They sold the fear and hysteria to boost their ratings on the media. But again, it's global. You ready for this? Protesters face prison for flipping off Macron. That's little Emmanuel Macron, the Rothschild cousin who plays president of France. Three protesters from the commune Celestat near the German border face criminal charges for making obscene gestures at French President Emmanuel Macron during his visit to town last Wednesday. They gave the leader the middle finger. So you got five fingers here, right? Now I'm the judge. I'll tell you which fingers you can use and which fingers you can't. I'm in charge of your fingers.
I'm in charge of your life. I am your politicians. Freedom and democracy. Hey, which finger can I use? Is that a dirty finger? Is that a dirty finger? Is that a finger that'll get me in jail? Is that a finger that'll get me in jail? Oh, don't want to show the other one. That'll get me in jail. Get you in jail, 1 year in prison, and a $15,000 fine. That's just fine. Again, I'm mentioning this, why you have to support those who are supporting you. You can't make this stuff up. This is a freak show. We wrote about this in the Trends Journal a couple of weeks ago. There was this other woman, and she wrote on Facebook, she called Macron a piece of filth. This piece of filth will be on TV again. How dare you call a piece of filth a piece of filth? Wait, I got to be proper. How dare you call a piece of crap a piece of filth? This is disgusting what's going on. ABC News cuts Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vaccine remarks out of interview. Yep. An ABC News host admitted the network ended statements Robert F. Kennedy made about COVID-19 vaccine. An exclusive interview conducted. You ready? This is how they write it. With a long shot Democratic presidential candidate. That is not journalism. You don't call him a long shot. If you want to put an opinion at the end, we think he's a long shot, fine. But that's the way they use propaganda, and that's what we don't do in the Trends Journal. We give you the facts. Then we give you our trends analysis. Then we give you our trend forecasts. I'm mentioning this again. This shows up. Ready? Quote. We should note that during the conversation, Kennedy made false claims about the COVID vaccines. Anchor Lindsay Davis said, oh, Lindsay Davis knows what's true and false. RFK Jr. is just a jerk. Oh, an environmental lawyer doesn't know anything about anything. We used our educational judgment in not including extended portions of that exchange in our interview. Educational judgment? You mean kindergarten? No, Salenti. Third grade. We do what our teachers tell us to. That's our judgment. Not allowed to think for yourself. Only the facts that the officials give you. The official pieces of crap. You can't make this stuff up. Well, this is America. Land of the free. Home of the brave. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about the...
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, everybody. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, you better do all you can to support InfoWars because they're doing all they can to support you. And the more support they get, the more they can do. And as I mentioned earlier, you're seeing all the big companies, BuzzFeed, Vox, Vice, Business Insider, one after another, firing people left and right, right and left. Got to be equal here. Because they're just repeating the same thing that everybody else is saying. They're not giving you anything new. So you also have these great products. So when you support them, you're supporting yourself. And they're one of the big ones they have now, as they keep talking about, is their TurboForce Plus from InfoWars Life. And you get it 25% off now. And by getting TurboForce, what you're getting is more power, more strength, and more energy. Three things that you need right now. Well, we're fighting for our lives in every way possible. So when it comes to regaining energy, you know, you want to make it easy. You want to make it convenient. And the TurboForce, with the addition of Alpha GPC to their original TurboForce, they've taken it to a whole next level. You got vitamin C, thiamine, niacin, vitamin B6. You know, a whole bunch of great vitamins into this green tea leaf extract, kola nut extract, one after another, coffee berry. So there's a long list. The list goes on and on. But these are time-tested ingredients. And what TurboForce Plus, you use it, it could be your number one go-to source of quick, accessible energy. And we really need that now. So energize your day, boost your energy with the TurboForce Plus. You get 25% off, and you only could get this at InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. So, I was mentioning earlier about what in the world is going on and how we're losing our freedom. And when I just took the break, I went to my computer to see. I don't carry a cell phone, by the way. I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry going back to the 1990s and had boxes in the trunks with aerials. I've been studying the dangers of cell phones. And a study by the University of California, Berkeley, about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, it showed that if you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day for 10 years, your chances of getting a brain tumor only increased by 60%. So anyway, I've been following this for years. I don't carry one. So anyway, we took the break. I went to my computer to see what's going on, anything new I could report on. And I'm going to talk about the economy in a bit. But this is from France 24. Not just about pensions. French protesters see threat to social justice in Macron's reform. Huge crowds marched from France across France on Tuesday, today, you know, it's a day ahead of us, in a new round of protest against President Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise the retirement age, signaling the opposition's success in framing the pension debate as part of a broader battle against an economic platform that they perceive unfair. You're looking at millions of people taking to the streets. We're having a peace and freedom rally up here in Kingston. How many people will be here out of 332 million? I don't know how many people they have in France, but I'm going to guess like about 80 million. When I was at the Rage Against the War Machine, brought to you by the Libertarian Party, the People's Party, Jimmy Dore was there, Dennis Kucinich, Tulsi Gabbard, myself, Max Blumenthal, big names. About 4,000 people showed up, maybe. So I'm mentioning this because the French people are fighting. And they're going out day after day, week after week, month after month. And we have to do the same. So remember, Kingston, New York, we're going to start at 1 p.m., May 27th, at the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street. And what they're doing is they're beating up the people over here. Yep. They're stopping the people from protesting, doing everything they can to stop them. And as I mentioned to you, you give the president of France your middle finger, a year in jail, £15,000 fine. So going back, I'm going to say I want to talk about the economy. Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is going to meet. And they're meeting, actually. They're meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. And they're going to decide whether or not to raise interest rates and to keep raising them. The guess on the street, from all the polls, it's a 90% sure shot that they're going to raise interest rates at least 25 basis points. What does that mean? It depends on what they're signaling after that. If they say they're going to raise them 25 basis points and we'll see what happens and we're bringing inflation down, that means they're going to hold them and they're going to start lowering them before the presidential election. They do it all the time. Excuse me. They always lower them before the presidential election. What does that mean? Well, it'll be good for the equity markets because they'll keep the gambling team going. And again, we're trend forecasters. We go by the data and the facts, not what we want, what we like, what we wish for. So when you go back to the equity markets, following the last 40 midterm elections, The S&P 500 has gone up 16.3% in the following 12 months. We have what, November, December, January, February, March, April. We're less than halfway there. May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah. So they can make the markets look good. They're going to keep doing it. What does that mean? It means gold prices. Here we got it. Peace and freedom rally. Yep. So gold prices are going to go down when they raise interest rates on Wednesday. That's our forecast. They're going to remain weak until they establish that they're not going to raise them anymore. If they hold them, and then they're going to start lowering them. When they lower interest rates, it's the death of the dollar. The dollar is only strong because interest rates are so high. We have forecast this a long time ago in the brilliant Anthony Friedis cover on April 4th of the Trends Journal, Death of the Dollar, In God We Don't Trust. And now you're hearing one after another saying the dollar, Brazil doesn't want to use it anymore. Argentina doesn't want, Argentina, what a mess that is down there. They got an inflation rate of about 100%. And they've been raising interest rates like crazy and still not being able to bring down inflation. But they want to get away from the dollar. India came out. They don't want to deal with the dollar anymore. China, they're doing business with Saudi Arabia. They're buying their oil and paying them in Chinese yuan. So when they start lowering interest rates, the dollar is going to drop deeply. Gold prices are going to skyrocket. We're forecasting gold prices well above $2,200 an ounce when the dollar starts this decline. And again, it's going to begin its decline when they start lowering interest rates. This isn't rocket science. This is simple math. The world has had enough of the United States military hegemony and economic hegemony. And remember, peace is much more profitable than war. And we need peace. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. So don't forget to join us. Get anybody you can and everybody you can. On May 27th, Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, 1 p.m. Great cast of speakers and more to come. Thanks for tuning in and support InfoWars. They're supporting you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.